Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
I'm pleased to be joined again by Edouard Brastad from Cognac Typhon. This must mean we're tasting a second cognac from Typhon. What are we tasting today?
Today, I'm delighted to present you our Typhon Très Vieille Réserve Grand Champagne.
Can you explain some of the basic or the main details of this cognac, please?
We are also looking at a single cru, but on this one, we're looking at a Grand Champagne. So we're actually going on the other side of the river and going on a different type of soil. This one is going to be more mineral with more chalk. And the idea of making this cognac was really to step out a little bit of the classic by offering something a little bit more unique, a single cru approach, which is, of course, much more geeky, if I can say so.
How old is this Très Vieille Réserve cognac?
We have to bear in mind that it's a blend, so it's always hard to give an exact age, but I can give you like a min and a max of the cognac we've been using in this blend and an average. So we're looking at an average age of like 60 years, with like some of the youngest of the V being around like 50 years old and some of the older being 80 years old.
I wasn't expecting such old eau de vie. That's incredible. You must, or Typhon must have a pretty tremendous stock of old eau de vie to be bottling a cognac with an average age of 60 years. Can you talk about that, please?
I don't know if we could call it like a tremendous stock of eau de vie. What I would say is that we are fortunate to have been in the work of cognac for a long time, so like since 1875. And we always had that notions of like long time transmission work from generation to generation. So we're fortunate that my great-grandfather has been producing some eau de vies for his kids. My grandfather has been doing the same. And currently my dad and my uncles are I'm working with are also doing the same. They are working with eau de vies from the past. So that's why those liquids are very special to us.
How do you feel, or what does it do to you to know that you're distilling wine today and making cognac today that will only be put in bottle and enjoyed by tasters 40, 50, 60 years down the road? Does that do anything to you?
Not personally. It doesn't do anything to us, but it's more some values that we like to share with people. You know, like we live nowadays in a world where everything is going faster, you know, like everything wants like everything now, you know. You want to get your internet faster, you want to get your food delivered at your door in the next 10 minutes. And there's nothing, it's just the world the way it is, there's nothing wrong about it. When you want to make something unique, something good, sometimes you need time. And that's what cognac is. Cognac is time, actually.
If we move now to a tasting note, and I remember from our discussion about the Réserve de la Famille, of course, tasting is a very personal experience, but I'm still going to ask you anyways, just to give our listeners a point of reference. How would you describe the nose of this Très Vieille Réserve?
When we talk about the nose of this one, we are really entering the world of like old cognac. I mean, we stated by the age, but also when it come by the nose. You have to understand that when we talk about old cognacs, usually you'll be finding some like dry fruit, like, you know, like jammy fruit aromas, well, spices, cigar box, leather, trunk flowers, such as like violet and stuff like that. When we smell that cognac, I really believe that we are in this world. You've got like some vanilla aromas, cardamom, and all those like jammy fruit aromas.
I suppose we could also say the nose has a heavy dose of rancio. Can you define rancio?
That's very hard to say. I would say you define rancio. I'll say it's a mix of like those nutty aromas, such as like nuts, walnut, buttery aromas. At the same time, you also have like some chocolate, spicy aromas, which are like typical of that rancio. And also like some of those like oxidation notes. But it's always hard to describe. How would you describe it?
Personally, is a word I struggle with because it's so hard to define. It's like minerality in wine. We all know what it is, but it's very difficult to define. It's a definition by experience, not a definition by words. I knew it was a very difficult question.
I like it, and thanks for asking.
You and I can both agree that what the tasters are smelling in their glass is rancio, even if we don't know how to define it.
I would like to say like if you don't know what Rancho is, what you get in that glass is a part of the answer. It's not the full answer, but it's there's like a lot of it inside.
And so then just to finish here, can you talk quickly about some taste descriptors for this très vieille réserve?
We'll find in the glasses first, of course, you've got, as I said, those like dried fruit aromas. You also have those nuts aromas, and as well as the spiciness, which are like typical from old cognac. Also, the fact that the vineyard is growing on a very chalky soil, I found that minerality, and I like the tension that we have in that cognac. You know, it has a very good tension in the mouth, and then it stays in the mouth as well. It's also good to understand, you know, like what are the different components of a cognac, and what better way of doing that than testing the different expression. So we know, of course, that we're addressing a smaller part of the cognac lovers when it comes to single cru, but we believe that it's a part that shouldn't be ignored. Tasting those two cognac is really our DNA. This is where our vineyards are. I mean, like we've got vineyards in Fambois and in Grand Champagne. So that will show them like the where. It also show them the when, because we have a chance to share with them some very old cognac, which is also showing the numbers of years and decades we've been in the cognac making. So I think it's a good way to expose ourselves.
Great.
And then it's up to our listener to figure out whether they like or not what we're offering them. We hope they're going to like it, of course. And we hope to continue the tasting with them live. If they want to come and visit us afterwards to discover more about us, that's going to be fantastic.
Thank you very much, Edouard.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.